Have you ever felt like someone's words or actions ruined your entire day? Maybe it was a rude comment, a thoughtless gesture, or even just an unexpected inconvenience. It's frustrating, isn't it? But here's the truth. No one has the power to control your emotions unless you let them. What if you could stay calm and unshaken, no matter what life or anyone else throws your way? Imagine walking through your day with a sense of peace so strong that even the most irritating situations couldn't rattle you. That's not just wishful thinking, it's emotional mastery. In this episode, we're diving into 10 transformative lessons that will help you stop reacting impulsively, let go of anger, and regain control over your emotions. These lessons aren't about ignoring your feelings or pretending not to care. They're about building the mental strength to navigate life's challenges with grace and clarity. Whether it's dealing with criticism, setting boundaries, or learning to let go of grudges, you'll discover practical tools to protect your peace and live with confidence. By the end of this episode, you'll have the mindset and strategies you need to stay unbothered, even in the most difficult situations. So, if you're ready to unlock the secret to emotional freedom and live a life where no one else can control your mood, let's get started. Your journey to mastering your emotions begins now. 1. Understand that your reactions are your choice. Picture this. You're in the middle of a peaceful day, maybe sipping coffee or walking through the park, when suddenly someone says something rude or inconsiderate. Your calm vanishes, replaced by anger or frustration. You think, "Why did they ruin my day?" But here's the truth. They didn't. You did. Your emotions are your responsibility, not theirs, not anyone else's. No one has the power to control how you feel unless you hand that power to them. Think of it this way. The world can throw challenges at you, but only you decide how to react. Let me offer a fresh perspective. Imagine you're wearing noise-canceling headphones in a busy city. The chaos of honking cars and loud conversations doesn't disappear. It's still there, but it doesn't reach you. Mastering your reactions works the same way. You don't have to let the noise of other people's behavior invade your peace. A wise thought captures this beautifully. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. When someone cuts you off in traffic or criticizes your work unfairly, it's easy to blame them for your anger. But what if, instead of reacting, you paused? In that pause, you find power, the power to choose calm over chaos, strength over impulsiveness. Here's a real-world example. Imagine your co-worker dismisses your idea during a meeting. Instead of snapping back or stewing in resentment all day, take a moment to breathe and reflect. Is this about me? Or is it their own stress or bias showing? By reframing the situation, you neutralize its impact on your emotions. The beauty of this approach is that it's not about suppressing how you feel. It's about recognizing that your feelings are separate from your reactions. Anger, frustration, and disappointment are natural, but they don't have to dictate what you do next. Here's a simple strategy to start practicing this mindset. 1. Pause and identify. When you feel triggered, pause and name the emotion you're experiencing. Anger, hurt, irritation. This breaks the automatic reaction cycle. 2. Ask questions. Reflect on why you're feeling this way. Is it because of what happened or your interpretation of it? 3. Choose your response. Decide how you want to act based on your values and long-term peace, not the heat of the moment. Imagine the freedom of walking through life unbothered by others' actions. The rude stranger, the thoughtless remark, the minor inconvenience, all of them lose their grip on you when you take control of your reactions. In every moment, you have a choice. You can let others dictate your emotions, or you can reclaim your power and protect your peace. The next time someone tries to push your buttons, remember, their behavior doesn't define you, your reaction does. And in choosing calm, you gain not just emotional mastery, but true freedom. 2. Stop expecting people to behave like you. But when you find yourself in need, they're nowhere to be found. Disappointment washes over you and you think, how could they be so inconsiderate? I would never treat them this way. Here's the hard truth. People don't operate by your standards or values. They act based on their own. Expecting others to think, behave, or respond the way you would is like trying to control the weather. It's impossible and only leads to frustration. Think of it this way. Each person is walking their own path, shaped by their experiences, beliefs, and priorities. When someone does something that annoys or hurts you, it's often not a reflection of you, it's a reflection of them. Trying to change or control their behavior only leaves you feeling powerless. Instead of focusing on how others should act, focus on accepting them as they are. Let me give you an example. Imagine a coworker who constantly interrupts during meetings. Instead of seething with frustration or trying to teach them a lesson, recognize that their habit has nothing to do with you. By letting go of the expectation that they'll change, you free yourself from unnecessary emotional turmoil. A wise thought sums this up perfectly. Expectations are the root of all suffering. The less you expect others to behave in a certain way, the more you protect your peace. Here's a practical exercise to help you let go of these expectations. 1. Acknowledge your assumptions. When someone upsets you, ask yourself, what was I expecting them to do? 2. Challenge that expectation. Reflect on whether it's realistic to expect someone else to act exactly as you would. Shift your focus. Instead of trying to control their behavior, focus on how you can respond calmly and maintain your peace. Think about how liberating this mindset is. The rude stranger, the forgetful friend, the inconsiderate coworker, none of them have the power to disrupt your emotions unless you let them. When you stop expecting others to meet your standards, you take back control of your reactions. In the end, people are who they are, not who you want them to be. Accepting this truth doesn't mean tolerating bad behavior or abandoning your values. It means recognizing that your peace is too valuable to sacrifice for something you can't control. The next time someone disappoints or frustrates you, pause and remind yourself, they're acting from their nature, not mine, and that's okay because I choose my response. By releasing those expectations, you gain freedom, not just from others' actions, but from the emotional weight they once carried. 3. Let go of the need to always be right. Think about the last time you got into an argument. Maybe it was over something trivial, like which route was faster, or something deeper, like a disagreement with a close friend or partner. As the conversation heated up, did you feel that strong urge to prove your point, to show them you were right? We've all been there, clinging to our version of the truth like it's a lifeline. But here's the thing, that need to always be right, it's exhausting and unnecessary. The need to win every argument or prove your perspective often stems from insecurity. It's as if being wrong threatens our worth or identity. But what if you could let go of that need entirely? What if you could approach disagreements with curiosity instead of defensiveness? A powerful thought to keep in mind is this: would you rather be right, or would you rather be at peace? Often, our insistence on being right creates tension, damages relationships, and fuels our frustration. On the other hand, letting go of the need to prove yourself allows you to preserve your peace and approach conflicts with understanding. Imagine someone accuses you of something unfair. Your instinct might be to defend yourself, to argue your case, or to point out their flaws in return. But what if you paused and asked yourself, "Is it worth my energy to prove them wrong? Will this argument change anything important in my life?" In most cases, the answer is no. Here's an example. A friend might insist that their way of handling a problem is better than yours. Instead of diving into a debate, you could say, "I see where you're coming from, and I respect your perspective." By doing this, you not only diffuse the tension, but also maintain your calm and avoid unnecessary conflict. The Taoist philosopher Lao Tzu offers timeless wisdom. "He who is attached to his views will never grow." Letting go of the need to be right doesn't mean abandoning your principles or silencing your voice. It means recognizing that not every disagreement needs a resolution in your favor. It's about choosing when to engage and when to step back. Here's how to start practicing this mindset. 1. Pause before responding. When you feel the urge to argue, take a deep breath and reflect on whether it's worth your energy. 2. Seek understanding. Instead of trying to win, ask questions to understand the other person's perspective. This approach often de-escalates conflict. 3. Pick your battles. Save your energy for disagreements that truly matter, ones that align with your values or affect significant outcomes. Over time, you'll find that letting go of the need to always be right brings immense freedom. You'll start noticing how much lighter and calmer you feel when you stop trying to control every conversation or prove every point. Arguments lose their grip on your emotions because you've chosen peace over pride. Remember, your value isn't tied to winning debates or proving your intelligence. It's in how you carry yourself, how you protect your energy, and how you maintain your inner peace. The next time you're tempted to argue, pause and remind yourself, "Being right won't make me happy, but being calm will." And in that moment, you'll experience the true power of letting go. 4. Stop letting others' words define your worth. Imagine this: you're excitedly sharing an idea, something you're truly passionate about, and someone interrupts with a dismissive comment. Their words cut deep, and suddenly the confidence you felt disappears. Why does this happen? It's because we often let others' words define how we see ourselves. Here's the truth: your worth isn't determined by someone else's opinion. It's not tied to their compliments, criticisms, or judgments. When you rely on others to validate you, you hand them the power to control your emotions. True emotional freedom comes when you take that power back. Let's consider an example. A colleague criticizes your work, not constructively, but in a way that feels harsh or personal. Your instinct might be to defend yourself or feel disheartened. But what if, instead of reacting, you paused and reminded yourself, "Their words reflect their perspective, not my value"? By detaching your worth from their opinion, you protect your peace and maintain your focus. Marcus Aurelius captured this wisdom perfectly. "It never ceases to amaze me. We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinions than our own." This isn't about ignoring feedback or dismissing others entirely. It's about filtering what truly matters. Constructive criticism can help you grow, but unwarranted negativity doesn't deserve space in your mind. Here's how to stop letting others' words define your worth. 1. Pause before reacting. When someone's words sting, take a moment to breathe. This pause gives you the chance to choose your response instead of reacting impulsively. 2. Separate fact from opinion. Ask yourself, is there truth in what they're saying, or is it just their perspective? Focus on what helps you grow and let the rest go. 3. Reaffirm your worth. Remind yourself that your value isn't tied to anyone else's approval. Your worth is intrinsic, independent of external validation. Lao Tzu offers another layer of wisdom. Care about what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner. Letting go of the need for validation doesn't mean you stop caring about people. It means you stop caring about opinions that don't serve your growth. By doing so, you free yourself from unnecessary emotional weight. The next time someone's words challenge your confidence, pause and ask yourself, "Am I letting this define me, or can I choose to focus on what I know to be true about myself?" In that moment, you reclaim your power and remind yourself that no one's words can diminish your value unless you let them. True strength lies not in avoiding criticism, but in knowing your worth regardless of it. When you stop letting others' words define you, you create space for authenticity, confidence, and peace. And that's a life no one can take from you. 5. Protect your energy by setting boundaries. Picture this. A friend calls you in the middle of your busy day, asking for help with something they could probably handle on their own. Or perhaps a coworker dumps a last-minute task on you, assuming you'll say yes. You feel the weight of obligation, but also the frustration of knowing this will disrupt your plans. Why is it so hard to say no? Here's the truth. Protecting your peace requires setting boundaries, and boundaries aren't selfish. They're necessary. Without them, you let others dictate your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Saying yes to everyone else often means saying no to yourself. A powerful reminder comes to mind. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly giving without protecting your energy, you'll find yourself burned out, resentful, and disconnected from your own needs. Boundaries are how you safeguard your emotional freedom while maintaining healthy relationships. Think about this. When someone oversteps your boundaries, it's not their fault. It's yours for not clearly defining and upholding them. People aren't mind readers, and unless you communicate what you're okay with, they'll continue to push, often unintentionally. Setting boundaries is a form of self-respect, and it also teaches others to respect you. Here's an example. Imagine you're always the person friends come to for advice, even late at night. You want to be supportive, but it's draining your energy. Instead of silently resenting them, you could say something like, "I care about you, but I need to keep evenings for myself to recharge. Let's talk tomorrow instead." This approach is firm yet kind, and it protects your peace without damaging the relationship. Epictetus reminds us, "Freedom is the ability to live as we wish." Living freely doesn't mean ignoring others' needs. It means deciding where your energy is best spent. Boundaries let you choose your priorities and ensure you're not giving more than you can handle. Here's how to start setting boundaries effectively. 1. Be clear and honest. Communicate your limits calmly and directly. People are more likely to respect boundaries when they understand them. 2. Use I statements. Focus on your needs rather than blaming others. For example, say, "I need some quiet time after work." instead of, "You're always bothering me." 3. Stick to your boundaries. Once you set a limit, uphold it. Consistency shows others that you're serious about protecting your space. Lao Tzu offers another perspective. He who knows when to stop does not find himself in trouble. This wisdom reminds us that knowing your limits and respecting them prevents unnecessary stress and frustration. Boundaries aren't walls to shut people out. They're bridges to healthier, more balanced relationships. The next time you feel overwhelmed or taken for granted, pause and ask yourself, "Have I communicated my needs clearly? Am I honoring my own boundaries?" By setting limits, you free yourself from unnecessary obligations and reclaim your energy for what truly matters. Remember, you're not responsible for managing everyone else's feelings or fixing their problems. Your primary responsibility is to yourself, your peace, your time, and your emotional well-being. So, protect your energy, set your boundaries, and watch how much lighter and more in control you feel. Because when you prioritize yourself, you give the best version of yourself to the world. 6. Detach from the opinions of others. Imagine this. You share an idea you're proud of with a group of people, but instead of support, you're met with criticism or indifference. That sting of disappointment, it's real, and it can spiral into self-doubt. But here's a question to ask yourself. Why does their opinion carry so much weight? The need for approval is deeply ingrained in us, but relying on external validation is like chasing shadows. You'll never truly catch it. Emotional freedom begins when you stop letting the opinions of others define your worth. Think of it this way. Everyone views the world through their own lens, shaped by their experiences, biases, and insecurities. What someone says about you often reveals more about them than it does about you. When you internalize their opinions, you give them power over your emotions and decisions. Why let someone else control your narrative? A simple yet powerful thought to remember. Your worth isn't up for debate. It's not tied to what others think of you, whether it's praise or criticism. It's something intrinsic, unshaken by external noise. Let's consider a practical example. Imagine you're wearing a brand new outfit you love, and a coworker makes a passing remark. That's an interesting choice. You could let their comment ruin your confidence, or you could remind yourself that their opinion doesn't diminish your joy. When you detach from the need for approval, you free yourself to live authentically. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." This might sound harsh, but it's liberating. Growth often involves going against the grain or doing things others might not understand. Seeking approval can hold you back, while embracing your own path, even if misunderstood, sets you free. Here's how to start detaching from the opinions of others. 1. Question their importance. When someone's opinion bothers you, ask yourself, "Why does this matter to me? What authority do they have over my life?" 2. Reaffirm your values. Focus on what matters to you, not what others expect. Ground yourself in your goals and principles. 3. Practice letting go. When criticism or judgment arises, acknowledge it without clinging to it. Picture their words as leaves floating down a stream, there but not lasting. Lao Tzu offers another perspective. Care about people's approval and you will be their prisoner. This doesn't mean ignoring feedback or isolating yourself from others. It means filtering out what doesn't serve you. Constructive criticism can help you grow, but unwarranted judgment, that's theirs to carry, not yours. Think of detaching from opinions like shielding yourself from bad weather. The rain may fall, but it doesn't have to soak you. By focusing on your own inner compass, you remain grounded no matter how others perceive you. The next time someone's words shake your confidence, pause and ask yourself, am I living for them or for me? By choosing to detach, you reclaim your freedom, protect your peace, and build a life that's authentically yours. Remember, your path is yours alone, and it's far too important to be swayed by fleeting opinions. 7. Respond with silence, not anger. Imagine this. You're in a heated argument. Someone says something hurtful or intentionally provocative, and you feel the anger rising. Your heart pounds, your face heats up, and your instinct is to fire back with a cutting remark. But what if, instead of reacting, you simply said, nothing? Silence is one of the most powerful tools you have when dealing with others' negativity. It's not about conceding or avoiding confrontation. It's about choosing calm over chaos. Responding with silence doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're strong enough to value your peace over the need to retaliate. There's wisdom in this. The less you respond to negativity, the more peaceful your life becomes. Silence speaks volumes. It says, I won't let your behavior control me. Let's take an example. Imagine someone at work undermines you during a meeting, trying to make you look bad in front of others. You have two choices. Engage in a back-and-forth argument, or pause and respond with silence. By staying silent, you deny them the reaction they seek and maintain your composure, showing everyone around you who truly holds the higher ground. The Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "The best answer to anger is silence." Anger often seeks fuel to keep burning, and silence starves it. When you choose not to engage, you're breaking the cycle of negativity and protecting your emotional well-being. Think of silence as a shield. It deflects the noise without pulling you into the fight. Here's how to make silence your go-to response in moments of provocation. 1. Pause before reacting. When someone says something provocative, take a moment to breathe. Silence creates space for clarity. 2. Listen without defending. Sometimes people just want to vent or be heard. Let them speak without interrupting or feeling the need to explain yourself. 3. Speak only when necessary. If a response is required, keep it calm, measured, and to the point. A Buddhist teaching reminds us, speak only if it improves upon the silence. This doesn't mean you suppress your feelings. It means you choose when and how to express them. Silence doesn't ignore the problem. It preserves your energy for moments where your voice truly matters. Think about how often we regret words said in anger. Silence removes that regret. It allows you to reflect, reassess, and respond thoughtfully rather than impulsively. And often, silence says more than words ever could. The next time someone tries to provoke you, pause and ask yourself, will responding add value, or will it simply escalate the situation? By choosing silence, you protect your peace, demonstrate strength, and keep control of the narrative. Remember, silence isn't the absence of a response. It's the presence of wisdom. It's the ability to rise above the noise and say, your words don't control me. My peace does. And that's how you win the battle without ever raising your voice. 8. Practice gratitude to dissolve anger. Imagine you're having one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. Your plans fall apart, someone makes a rude comment, and the smallest inconveniences feel unbearable. Anger starts bubbling up and you think, why does everything have to be so difficult? Now pause. What if, instead of focusing on everything going wrong, you shifted your attention to what's going right. Gratitude has a way of turning anger into calm and reframing even the worst moments into opportunities for perspective and peace. Here's a powerful truth. You can't feel grateful and angry at the same time. Gratitude works like a mental reset button. It pulls you out of the spiral of negativity and reminds you of the good that still exists, even in frustrating situations. Take a simple example. You're stuck in traffic, running late to an important appointment. Instead of fuming at the cars ahead, try this. Take a deep breath and think of three things you're thankful for. Maybe it's the fact that you have a car, the opportunity you're headed toward, or even just the music playing on the radio. It might sound small, but this shift can transform your emotional state almost instantly. The philosopher Cicero said, "Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others." Gratitude doesn't just dissolve anger, it builds resilience, fosters patience, and helps you focus on what truly matters. It's a tool you can use anytime, anywhere, to protect your peace. Here's how to make gratitude a daily habit. 1. Pause and reflect. When anger starts to rise, take a moment to breathe and ask yourself, "What's one thing I can be thankful for right now?" 2. Keep a gratitude journal. At the end of each day, write down three things that went well, no matter how small they seem. This trains your mind to look for the positive. Use gratitude as a reframe. When faced with a challenge, think about what you can learn or how the situation could be worse. Gratitude often comes from recognizing what you still have. For example, let's say someone criticizes you harshly. Instead of letting anger take over, try reframing it. "I'm grateful for the chance to learn from this feedback, even if it wasn't delivered kindly." This doesn't excuse the other person's behavior, but it keeps you in control of your emotions. The Buddha reminds us, "Let us rise up and be thankful, for if we didn't learn a lot today, at least we learned a little. And if we didn't learn a little, at least we didn't get sick. And if we got sick, at least we didn't die. So, let us all be thankful." Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's present. It's not about denying frustration or anger. It's about choosing to prioritize what uplifts you over what drags you down. The next time you feel anger creeping in, pause and ask yourself, "What can I be thankful for in this moment?" You'll find that gratitude doesn't just dissolve the anger, it replaces it with calm, clarity, and a sense of control. And in those moments, you'll realize that peace isn't something you find, it's something you create. 9. Reframe criticism as a tool for growth. Imagine this: you've just shared an idea you're proud of, maybe at work, with friends, or online, and someone immediately shoots it down with harsh criticism. Your first instinct? Defensiveness, maybe even anger. It's natural to feel this way when your efforts are met with negativity. But what if you could reframe criticism, seeing it not as an attack, but as an opportunity to grow? Criticism, no matter how it's delivered, holds value if you're willing to look for it. It can show you blind spots, challenge your thinking, or push you to improve. When you shift your perspective, criticism stops being a source of frustration and becomes a tool for self-betterment. Here's an example. Imagine you're preparing a presentation, and a colleague points out several flaws in your work. You could dismiss them, thinking, "They're just trying to undermine me." Or you could pause and reflect. Is there truth in what they're saying? How can I use this feedback to improve? By choosing the second approach, you turn what might feel like an attack into a stepping stone. A wise thought captures this perfectly. Criticism, like rain, should be gentle enough to nourish growth without destroying roots. This doesn't mean all criticism is valid or worth your attention. Some people criticize out of envy, ignorance, or malice. The key is to filter what you hear, keeping what's constructive and discarding what's not. Here's how to handle criticism with grace. 1. Pause before reacting. When faced with criticism, take a moment to breathe. This helps you avoid reacting emotionally. 2. Evaluate the source. Consider who's giving the feedback. Do they have your best interests in mind? Is their perspective informed? Find the lesson. Even poorly delivered criticism can carry a valuable insight. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Let's take a more personal example. Imagine a family member makes a critical remark about your choices, like your career or lifestyle. Instead of arguing or shutting down, you could say, I hear your concerns. I'll think about what you've said. This response shows maturity and gives you the chance to reflect later without escalating the conflict. Epictetus offers a timeless reminder. If anyone tells you that a certain person speaks ill of you, do not make excuses about what is said of you, but answer, he does not know my other faults, else he would not have mentioned only these. This Stoic wisdom reminds us not to take criticism too personally. Instead, see it as part of the journey towards self-improvement. The next time someone critiques you, ask yourself, what can I learn from this feedback? Is this criticism about me, or does it reflect more about them? How can I grow from this moment? Lao Tzu reminds us, knowing others is intelligence, knowing yourself is true wisdom. Criticism, when approached with the right mindset, is a mirror that helps you understand yourself better. It's not always comfortable, but growth rarely is. By welcoming feedback, even when it stings, you develop resilience, humility, and a stronger sense of self. So, the next time criticism comes your way, pause and reframe it. See it not as an obstacle, but as a stepping stone toward becoming your best self. Remember, growth often hides in discomfort, and those who embrace it unlock a level of strength that no criticism can shake. 10. Master the art of letting go. Imagine holding on to a hot coal, determined to throw it at someone who hurt you. But while you're waiting for the right moment, the coal keeps burning your hand. Anger, grudges, and resentment work the same way. They harm you far more than the person who caused your pain. The real strength lies not in holding on, but in letting go. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It means releasing the emotional weight that drags you down, freeing yourself from the control of the past. When you let go, you reclaim your energy, your peace, and your ability to focus on the present. The Buddha puts it beautifully. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Think about a time when someone wronged you. Maybe it was a betrayal, an unfair judgment, or an unkind word. How much time did you spend replaying that moment in your mind? How much energy did you waste imagining confrontations or seeking revenge? Letting go is the antidote to this endless cycle. It allows you to move forward instead of staying trapped in the past. Here's an example. Imagine you're at work and a colleague takes credit for your idea. You could spend days stewing over the injustice, letting it affect your mood and productivity. Or you could let it go, recognizing that your worth isn't tied to one moment of recognition. By choosing the latter, you protect your peace and focus on what truly matters, your growth and future opportunities. Lao Tzu offers profound wisdom. When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. Letting go isn't just about releasing anger or resentment. It's also about letting go of perfectionism, fear of failure, or the need for control. It's about embracing life as it is, with all its unpredictability, and finding freedom in acceptance. Here's how to start practicing the art of letting go. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Suppressing emotions only makes them stronger. Allow yourself to feel hurt, anger, or disappointment without judgment. 2. Reframe the situation. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I grow stronger because of it? 3. Focus on the present. Letting go is a choice you make for yourself, not for the other person. Shift your attention to the here and now, where your power lies. Think of letting go like releasing a balloon. The longer you hold on to it, the more it strains your hand. But when you let it float away, you feel lighter and freer. Life becomes less about what happened and more about what's possible. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "Do not be disturbed by what is outside your power. Let it go, and you will find peace." This doesn't mean letting people walk over you or ignoring injustice. It means choosing where to direct your energy. By letting go of what you can't change, you create space for what you can, a brighter, calmer, and more fulfilling life. So the next time you find yourself clinging to anger or regret, pause and ask yourself, "Is this worth my peace? What would my life look like if I let this go?" The answer will guide you toward emotional freedom, because true strength isn't in holding on, it's in knowing when to release. And when you do, you'll discover that the lighter you feel, the stronger you become. And there you have it, 10 powerful lessons to help you master your emotions and stay unbothered no matter what life throws your way. These aren't just ideas, they're tools you can use every day to protect your peace, build resilience, and take control of your reactions. Remember, the goal isn't to suppress your feelings or become indifferent. It's to respond to life's challenges with clarity and strength. Emotional mastery isn't about what happens to you. It's about how you choose to react. The power to stay calm, centered, and free lies entirely in your hands. As you move forward, take these lessons with you. Practice pausing before you react. Set boundaries that protect your energy, and let go of the things and people you can't control. Each time you choose peace over anger, you take one step closer to living the unshakable life you deserve. If you found value in this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who might need a little extra calm in their life. And if you have your own tips or experiences about staying unbothered, I'd love to hear them. Drop a comment below. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Remember, emotional freedom isn't a destination, it's a practice. So keep showing up for yourself, stay mindful, and keep growing stronger every day. Until next time, take care and stay unbothered.